My name is Bill Waters, Director of Distributed Learning at Pensacola Junior College. Like many other schools, PJC uses several different terms to describe the way in which our courses are delivered. As you explore the options available to you, it will help if you know the definitions of three key ideas: distance learning courses, hybrid courses, and companion websites. PJC distance learning courses are courses that can be completed entirely at a distance. No campus visits are required. Of course, an instructor might ask his or her students to come to a PJC campus for testing. However, if this is impossible for the student, arrangements will be made that allow the student to take a test at a remote location, utilizing the services of a proctor or some other delivery mechanism. All distance learning courses are currently delivered via the Internet and are indicated in the course schedule with a W at the end of the course number. For example, PJC's distance learning course in music appreciation is identified as MUH2011W. Hybrid courses blend elements of distance learning with traditional on-campus courses. The number of times a student visits a physical campus in a hybrid course may vary. However, the fact that students are required to come to campus at some point is the hallmark of a hybrid course. Hybrid courses are indicated in the course schedule with a J at the end of the course number. For example, PJC's hybrid course in public speaking is identified as SPC1600J. Companion websites are essentially web-based resources used to supplement traditional on-campus courses. They have nothing to do with the number of times a student is required to come to campus. One might compare a companion website to a collection of books or articles reserved in a library to support a traditional course. At some point during the course, the instructor might ask his or her students to access this information, but not in lieu of class attendance. Course numbers for courses that include a companion website carry no additional alphabetical identifier. A list of courses that include a companion website can be found on the ECOS campus website. Regardless of the type of course you are planning to take, it is always a good idea to click on the courses link at the top of the ECOS campus website and check the section syllabus prior to registering. This step will help ensure that there are no misunderstandings. For example, while you know a hybrid course requires some on-campus activity, the actual amount of time you will spend on campus varies from course to course. Always check the section syllabus to make sure you have this important information. If you have any questions regarding this podcast, please call the ECOAST campus at 850-484-1232. And thank you for your interest in Pensacola Junior College.